This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean Podcast.
Sound really chipper.
That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, I wear glasses.
Correct.
Jax wears glasses.
I do.
And we can see very clearly with our glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some new glasses that are being released, which help you see a little bit more than that. Now, joining us on the line from Sydney is Alex to tell us about a new form of glasses. Hey, Alex. So what are these new glasses?
Okay, so this is, you know, remember when Google Glasses came out and it was kind of like an anti-climax?
Yes.
Yeah. So in China, actually, police use high-tech smart glasses to use facial recognition technology to identify people whose appearances correspond with images on government databases. So we're talking, you know, walking down the street and see someone and saying, hey, they're on a watch list, so I can go and approach them. So everything from the name, ethnicity, gender, address, criminal history, all of that kind of stuff starts to be recorded. And in fact, even potentially the internet browsing history of that person.
Oh, it's very Terminator though, isn't it? Scanning people, look at the face, and all the data just comes up.
Yeah. So China currently are the leader in surveillance and biometric data technology, and they've got about 170 million CCTV cameras, with many of them already integrated with facial recognition capabilities. So it's already happening in China.
So repressed. That's scary. I get scared when you look at Facebook and it's like, oh, this is your friend, you know, Robert, tag Robert. And I'm like, how do you know that's Robert?
How did you know that? Yeah, it's facial recognition. And so the Australian federal government has already brought in or passed legislation requiring states and territories to hand over driver license photos. And that's part of an attempt to create a citizen database. And the move is aimed towards eventually enabling real-time biometric face matching at a range of locations similar to China. So we are moving towards that. Some people say it's no big deal, and if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to hide. But we know, abuse happens. Data gets hacked, you know.
Yeah.
So having that all available can be quite dangerous. And personally, I'm disappointed if it comes into play, because then I won't be able to do my whole, oh, I don't remember your name, what was that again?
Snub them.
I was just thinking that's the positive of this, because I often look at somebody and think, I know you from somewhere.
Your assistant going, Mr. and Mrs. Kingston.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so assistants at parties, like whispering things in your ear?
Yes, that's what I need, like Veep.
Yeah, but I just think, I don't know, you'd have more meaningful connections if you had conversations with people and just said, oh, yeah, where are you from again? But it's got to become, maybe it's going to become face-off, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but imagine if you have these glasses on and your partner comes home and you look at them and you say, I know what you were just Googling.
Oh, of course.
Well, it's very Black Mirror, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't watch that because I'll get scared.
I feel like this would not work in my favour, because I always get told, oh, Rachel, you look really familiar, because I think I've just got like a pretty like symmetric face or whatever it is. But people are always like, you look really familiar. Do I know you? And I'm like, no, everybody says that. So what happens if I get arrested for like murdering a child and it's not me, it's just someone who has a face that's also similar to mine?
What a question.
We have to get a new host.
That's right.
A new host. Yes. You retinas, Minority Report. I think that's frightening, Alex. I don't like it at all.
Terrifying. Well, thank you for bringing us the biggest news topics. This is Alex from The Big Smoke. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.